His name was John Teeter. He was a supposed time traveler from the year 2036. He started posting online several years ago. Where is he now? Nobody knows. Some of the things he posted were uncanny. He talked about world events. He talked about civil war. He talked about mad cow disease. He talked about the Olympics, said that we have a final Olympic in 2004. That didn't happen, but that is up for debate. He talked about some incredible things that would happen in science. He came back because he needed an old IBM 5100 computer. He needed the parts. And then he vanished. His family was living in Florida at the time. They have since moved to the Midwest. And through all this very bizarre occurrences, somehow they have found an attorney to represent them. There is a book out there, apparently written by John Teeter's mother, Kay. The attorney I talked to, his name is Larry Haber. He is an attorney down in Florida. We have checked him out. You will hear his story. You will hear his relationship about John Teeter. And you will hear him talking to Kay, and then he responds back with the answers. Here now is our exclusive interview with Larry Haber, the attorney for the family of alleged time traveler John Teeter. Larry, can you tell us, first of all, your association with either John Teeter, the time traveler, or the family?
I was contacted by a friend of mine from law school a few years ago and said that he was looking for somebody that did some entertainment law work, which I do, and then explained to me the story that is probably pretty well known to the people that are listening right now. And I said, well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, and I don't believe it. He said, no, I'll give it a try. I really need some help with this thing. So I went ahead and took the couple of calls and have been involved with it for the last 3 years now.
Are you baffled, perplexed? It is indeed a strange story, is it not?
Baffled, perplexed, and everything in between, sure. I have no idea if any of this is real or not, or true or not. I know that they believe it's real. The few times I've had direct contact with the family and the many times I've had it through my friend have led me to believe that these guys really think that everything they keep talking about is absolutely real. But I'm too far removed from it to really get a good handle on it.
Larry, have you met anybody face-to-face?
No, okay. I have not, except for my friend who I haven't seen him in years, so I know the person that has made the contact with me, but not anybody from the family. Just a couple of phone conversations with John's mom, Kay, and that's all I've had.
Okay, but you still represent them, I assume.
I represent them, that's correct.
Okay, now I understand you have Kay on another line. She does not want to come on the program directly with her voice, but she will answer questions through you. So let me, first of all, ask you if Kay saw a John Teeter from the future John Teeter.
Okay, let me ask.
Has Kay seen John Teeter from the future?
She's telling me that when he left in March of 2001, she hasn't seen the older version of him since then.
Since then?
Correct.
Is there a smaller version of John Teeter, and if so, how old is he right now?
There is, and he's about to turn 8 years old.
About to turn 8 years old. Has the 8-year-old John Teeter met the adult John Teeter from the future?
I'm glad I'm asking her that. I couldn't answer any of these things. Hold on. They were together for the 3 years when John was here. The future John was here in the past, I should say. It gets a little confusing.
Did her future son talk to her at all about the family, how long they would live, or anything personal like that?
Kay was pretty insistent that she said that at the time she said, absolutely not, I don't want to know any details of the future because she was just spooked her. So as far as I can tell from her right now, they have no idea about anything that took place in the future or will take place in the future.
Larry, how did she first come about and meet the John Teeter from the future? How did that all occur for her?
In April of 98, he visited them in Florida and stayed for a couple of months and came back in June and spent the next 3 years with them, but knew how to find him because obviously he knew where he was living back then.
Why did she believe this individual who would probably show up at their doorstep and say, hi, Mom, I'm John Teeter.
I'm John, right.
Yeah.
Good one, because, again, that's the biggest one for me to try to figure out. Hold on. Good question. She says, the first meeting, she knew it was him, but it took her about a day to really accept it or figure it out that it was real, or that it really could be real. I don't think she still was convinced that quickly, but, you know, if she's telling me I'm trying to repeat the words. How can a mother not know her son, basically?
Even if he's much older.
Right, right.
Was she proud of him?
Basically terrified.
Terrified of him? Why?
Terrified. I think it's for the same reason, not wanting to be on the phone now or get more involved than this way. Just when you get hit with something like that, she said, basically, I'm not that sophisticated a person, and to get hit with something like that, it was, you know, why would my son come back? What's wrong in the future? What's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to everybody? And so on. So it took her a while to get over the fear, you know, very afraid, very fearful. Almost terrified, I think, from given the way her voice sounds.
Is she pretty well convinced that John went back to his own time era, or has he moved on to other time periods?
She doesn't personally believe he went anywhere else. He really didn't enjoy what he went to do the first time around, and she thinks that he probably would have stayed and not accepted going taking another assignment.
Okay, so if I understand you, she thinks that John Teeter from the future is still here in our time period.
No, is in his current time frame in the future.
She went back there.
Didn't do any more time traveling, right.
Okay.
And that's part of the reason why he probably hasn't been back here.
Understand. There is a book that is being sold now. It's called John Teeter, A Time Traveler's Tale. It's a paperback. It's by John Teeter. I assume is written by the mother. Do you, Larry, as the attorney, do you have anything to do with that? Do you represent them on that at all?
Just in terms of getting the publishing, I mean, I can tell you all I was responsible for was to make sure that the copyrights were filed correct, and the thing's really incidental to it, but had no other involvement with the book itself.
Self-published, or is there a big publisher behind it?
Self-published.
Okay. Is there anything else on the horizon with regards to this John Teeter story that you know of?
Well, I am aware of a movie. Kay had hired me, or actually continued to hire me, but asked me to... about a year ago, to take a look at making some type of video or film about the story, so that it would be more widely known than just what's out there now. And so, because I do entertainment work, I'm in Orlando and do work with a lot of video companies. One of those companies is working on a film. I have no idea what stage they're at. They told me that they've spent some time with some phone interviews, and they were going to put something together for release this year, but I haven't seen anything or really don't know much more about it other than that.
I'm sure the family wishes to remain somewhat anonymous, so they moved from Florida to someplace in the Midwest, I understand?
Nebraska, from what I understand, but that's just what they're telling me. I couldn't tell you if that's really where they're calling from. When they call me, it's no caller ID.
Okay, so she is relatively confidential still, I assume.
Correct, and wants to remain that way. That's the problem. I've probably only talked to her 3-4 times out of the whole couple of year period, and most of it is just through either emails or through a friend of mine that relays messages.
Well, there are a couple possibilities, Larry, as you know and as you mentioned at the outset. Either it is a true story that there is indeed time traveling going on in the future, and that some of these individuals, including John Teeter, have come back into our time period to warn us about some events, or this may be one of the most methodically thought-out hoaxes I've ever heard of, in that most hoaxes occur and they go away. This thing it seems to be well planned and well thought out as an event.
Yeah, and it's funny for me because I'm so incidental to it. I've got a full law practice and I do a whole bunch of other things, and I don't even have much time to spend on the internet to even look at it. And then when it pops up, I get all wrapped up in it again for a day or two, and then it goes away for a while, and then it comes back again.
You may be
very, very interesting for me, too.
You may be the only attorney to represent a family or a time traveler from the future.
And I am very interested in the sciences and the possibility of that, so I keep going along, and hopefully I'll find out, too, someday.
You're not getting paid in $2,036 dollars, are you?
No. At least that part of it's current.
So
but again, I'm not doing a whole lot of work. That's why I don't really get that involved with it on a day-to-day basis. It's usually just some quick questions, or how do we clear this, or do you know somebody that can produce this kind of thing. So I really do very minimal work. My involvement with stuff like this and interview, and even though I got interviewed for a documentary that was out that was produced last year, that takes up a lot more of the time than anything I've ever billed for, but it's been fun.
In your entire law practice career, is this got to be one of the strangest cases you've ever had?
This is the best. That's why I enjoy doing it. It's absolutely fun.